it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names every now and then, mostly then, not so much now, because it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And there's nobody better on the planet to explain it to you than the great Joe Spano.
Well, there might be somebody, but we don't know him, so I get the nod by default. And that said, so many ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Windows-based, be they Apple-based, or simply just go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing on TuneIn Radio. App versatility, you can download it to any sort of device, be it, again, Apple, Android, Windows-based, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Well, we do appreciate their service. On the other side, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA, and set the table for a big Thursday edition of The Attack right after this very short timeout.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Well, you know, he felt a pinch in the back of his elbow, and doctors evaluated him. We're going to send him in for an MRI tomorrow.
Those were the post-game comments of Dusty Baker, talking about Stephen Strasburg and his latest elbow issues. And Dusty Baker brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. Jam-packed 2 hours on tap for you here on the Attack. We're going to open things up by talking about the injury to Stephen Strasburg, what it means to him in the short and long term, and for that matter, what it means to the Washington Nationals. We'll then move on from there. We got to talk about the breaking news in Major League Baseball as the Mets have added a piece. Not so much for their present, but perhaps for their future. We'll talk about that. As time permits, we'll roll perhaps into talking about Tiger Woods and his anticipated return to the PGA Tour. Then at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Pat O'Toole will join us, and we'll talk about the NFL experience. This is really, really a cool program that we'll talk about at 40 after hour number one. It's the chance to win unreal NFL experiences, and we'll talk to Pat O'Toole about that at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. In hour number two, quick preview of week two in college football, as there's not a whole lot to talk about as no ranked teams play each other. We'll then give you our take in the middle segment of hour number two on the opener for the NFL season, Broncos-Panthers rematch from Super Bowl 50. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Jonathan Jones from the Charlotte Observer will join us, and he'll give us his take on the NFL season opener, Carolina and Denver. But, Bob, we really need to dive in, and the place to start for us has to be Stephen Strasburg. He leaves his first start since coming off the DL after just 2 1/3 innings, and it looks like he's got some pain in the back of his elbow. And as Dusty said, bringing us back in, he's going for an MRI today to see what sort of, if any, structural damage there is.
Yep, and coming back off the DL where they put him basically for rest, as they had such a big lead as they were heading down the stretch, it looked like a pretty good strategic move. He'd had elbow issues earlier in the season, but it wasn't anything that they considered serious. But this looks like it might be a little more. He was throwing hard. He looked good. Uncorked the wild pitch. And whatever happened during the course of that wild pitch evidently was scary enough for Strasburg and painful enough for Strasburg for him to call for the trainer. They had their discussion. He came out at a baseball game, and now he goes for the appropriate testing. You never want to see that if you are a baseball fan, and I don't care whether it's your team or not. He's a terrific young pitcher. He's been in the process of maximizing his potential. He had had a terrific year, started the All-Star game, and now everything is up in the air involving Stephen Strasburg. You can only hope there's nothing structural going on there.
I mean, and they're going to get an MRI today, as we said, and as Dusty said, bringing us back in. And, you know, we're going to find out for the Washington Nationals, for Strasburg, and really for everybody around baseball. You hope that this is nothing serious. As you said, you talked about him coming off the DL when they placed him on, they placed him on the DL on August 22nd. And as you said, at that time, the team said it was merely precautionary. You know, we have a sizable lead in the National League East. Strasburg had struggled over his three previous starts before that DL stint. You know, he had gone 15-1, you know, through August 1st. After that, he had those three starts where he gave up 19 runs on 24 hits in just 11 2/3 innings. They thought maybe there was some sort of fatigue. This would be an opportunity to get him a couple of weeks off, get him looked at and get him tuned up and have him ready for the postseason. As you said, more precautionary than anything else. That's what they thought. They saw nothing structural. First start off the DL. He's cruising for two innings, uncorks the wild pitch, and now we're going for an MRI. There's pain in the back of the elbow.
Yeah.
Initial indications, just based on what Dusty said in the postgame press conference, they don't know, but they suspect, based on where the pain is, that this is not related to a bunch of the other issues that he's dealt with in that elbow over the years. But we really won't know much, and the team won't know much until they get the results back of the MRI. So we'll see where they stand. I will tell you this. As good as they were positioned to make a deep run through the postseason in the National League with a healthy Strasburg, with Max Scherzer, and with Tanner Roark, that all changes without Strasburg. Because we've talked about postseason baseball a lot, Bob, and there's certain things that you have to have. You've got to have a deep, versatile bullpen with gifted guys at the back of it, and you got to have three starters. If you don't have those two things, you're in trouble. Well, the Nationals have shored up the bullpen, adding Melanson. Their issues are in the starting rotation if Strasburg cannot be a positive factor in the postseason. Yes, they have Sir Scherzer. Yes, they have Tanner Roark. But beyond that, they don't have a third guy without Strasburg. Gio Gonzalez has been very average this year. Joe Ross is hurt. And the young top-flight prospects, well, they're top-flight prospects, but they're not ready for the grand stage of postseason baseball, as when given opportunities to perform in the regular season, they haven't come up big. So
Correct. This
injury has far-reaching effects for the Nationals, you know, as far as this season and beyond. But looking at it particularly from this year, I would guess it would be fair to say that prior to this injury, it was Nationals and Cubs as probably your two favorites to emerge out of the National League and represent the National League in the World Series. Without Steven Strasburg, I would say the Nationals step back with all the other contenders behind the Chicago Cubs in the National League.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a big-time blow to them, and for all the reasons that you entailed, and mostly the inconsistency of Gio Gonzalez. And, you know, he's been inconsistent since the Miami implications, and I think that's a fair statement. Certain times he's dominated, certain times he's kind of fallen off the map. You want to go into the playoffs with your big three ready to go, and that fourth guy where you can go, all right, we got to put him in there, and if we get something great, if not, that's okay too. Now he has to slide up, at least as of right now. We'll see how it plays out with Strasburg, obviously. And he has to be ready to rock and roll. And there's no indication, at least this season, that he's ready to do that. You talked about the young guys. Everything's spot on. These guys are not ready for the big stage yet. A lot of talent, but they're not ready for the big stage yet. The one difference between this year and last year, Joe, sits in the dugout, and that's Dusty Baker. The steady hand of Dusty Baker, which we've always made fun of him over the years, but he's succeeded a lot over the years. If anybody can ride this out and keep this team calm going into the playoffs, it's Dusty Baker as opposed to the volatile Matt Williams who was in there last year.
It's true. That's a true statement, Bob. But and for that reason, along with the others I entailed, if Strasburg had remained healthy, I don't know that they'd be quite on a par with the Cubs, but they'd be real close, and those two would be the prohibitive favorites to come out of the National League.
I think
now, with this injury, if this is something serious that's going to keep Strasburg out of the postseason, the Nationals are clearly a step behind the Chicago Cubs, and I guess they're on a par with those other contenders in the National League. You know, be it the Giants, be it the Dodgers, be it the Cardinals, be it the Mets even. You know, because they just don't have that big three starters for the postseason. And as we talked about, that's exactly what you need. You need three horses, and as you said, a fourth guy that's going to make a start or two during the course of the three rounds of the playoffs for you. And the realities are, without Strasburg and the injury to Joe Ross, they just don't have that right now. So they're a little bit behind the eight ball. We hope this is nothing serious for Strasburg, but we won't know more until we hear the results of the MRI, and we'll know right after the Nationals know, Bob.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, on the other side, the Mets have made a signing. It won't help them this year. I don't know if it'll help them any year, but we'll discuss it in great detail next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Wayne at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And baseball is the topic of this particular segment. And Joe, we had a little bit of breaking news as we hit the top of the hour. We kept a little bit of a secret, but now we get to talk about it as the Mets sign Tim Tebow.
Right. Like I said, he won't help in the present, likely won't help in the future. And it looks like what they're going to do with Tebow now that they've got him signed, the next stop for him will be the Arizona Fall League. And, you know, this is a proving ground for players, and it should give us some idea exactly where Tim Tebow is at. I kind of think I know where Tim Tebow is at, to be honest with you. You know, I think his chances at 29 years old, having not played organized baseball since the age of 17, I think his chances of having an impact on any sort of major league roster are remote, because while he has upside and he's a tremendous athlete, he's very, very raw. So in essence, at 29, he's, and this is what you're going to find out in the instructional league, he's an A-ball baseball player.
Right.
So I don't know if you'd have to send him at 29 to short season A, because he's a full-grown adult. But the realities are, in order to avoid him being overmatched, he's probably going to have to go to full season A. So that's a year. And he's 30. Then maybe, you know, it might even be a second year because he's so raw in full season A. Then it's up to double A. Then it's up to triple A. By the time he helps you, he's going to be 33 or 34 years old.
Right.
I don't really know what the upside is. And to be quite honest, while I applaud Tim Tebow for his competitive spirit, I don't know that this is a smart signing for the Mets. I get, you know, the attention he brings, and that's a plus, and there's money to be made, those Tim Tebow Met jerseys, et cetera, et cetera. But the distraction that he brings to your Arizona Fall League team can't help the young kids that are down there, number one. Number two, this 29-year-old, and again, it's not his fault. Somebody signed him, and there are other teams interested. He's getting in the way of an 18, 19-year-old prospect that might make a difference within your organization. So, you know, do I think it's the worst thing the Mets have ever done? No, misdiagnosing Jose Reyes's hamstring was probably the worst thing they ever done. Or, you know, and there's
well,
others.
There's a list.
Right. There's a good list. I just threw that one out there as an example. But I don't think beyond the discussion from guys like us, if it was good, it was bad. And then you'll hear a bunch of guys who do what we do attack the Mets with a lot of hatred and vitriol and, you know, it's a publicity stunt. And it may be all of those things. But the realities are, I don't think it's a particularly good move for any team, including the Mets. I don't think it's a particularly bad move, because outside of the media circus that Tebow brings, he himself as a human being is not a distraction and a pain in the rear end. I just think the realities are he's going to have zero impact on the major league level and probably at his very best never get past double A.
That's a distinct possibility, and I think all of those points are valid except for the taking somebody else's spot thing. And the reason I'm saying that is if he shows enough in the Arizona League, then he's worth bringing to A-ball, and that's okay. Then he's really not taking a spot. He showed enough where he can do it. If he doesn't, they just get rid of him. They're not on any big contract here. They're not obligated to bring him anywhere. And the Instructional League, for people who aren't aware of it, is a very unique situation. Sometimes it's simulated games. Sometimes it's real games. Sometimes it's instructional. Literally, let's get a bunch of guys from a bunch of different teams in the batting cage and show them how to hit. It's basically raw ball in that they're trying to figure out who can do what best. They work on some of their limitations, and they hopefully prepare them for moving into the minor league systems of various different teams. That's all he's doing here. And if he shows enough, they'll sign him. And if that's the case, yeah, okay, somebody doesn't have a roster spot, but it's not necessarily somebody that's on their way to the big league club to help somebody out within a year or two and become a superstar in Major League Baseball. If it turns out that, you know, they feel that he can't, well, goodbye. It was nice knowing you, and we appreciate you signing, and here's your money that we agreed to. Have a nice day. Let somebody else sign him.
All I'll say is this. If you see that enough in the Instructional League, and here's what I expect they're going to see. a young man at 29 who was a remarkable athlete and a better athlete than probably most of those young kids down in the instructional league, but also a guy who's a heck of a lot more raw than any of those guys. And if they do keep him and send him down to one of their full season A ball affiliates like they expect they would, you do block a guy, you know, because you can only have so many guys on each team throughout your farm system. And if you sign Tim Tebow and you move him into the system, the realities are he's going to play every day. So if he's playing every day, he's taking an opportunity or a spot away from a kid who could realistically develop into something. I get what you're saying. There's plenty of other spots. There's plenty of other opportunities. It's one spot. I do understand. But you know how Major League Baseball is, and you know how kids develop. Sometimes the number one overall pick becomes nothing. Sometimes it's a 44th round pick
sure.
that ends up going into the Hall of Fame. So the realities are for me, knowing that I always have a finite number of spots within my farm system for opportunities, I guess for me, I don't see the benefit of taking a flyer on a 29-year-old who hasn't played organized baseball since high school or prep school at the age of 17. Because I know there's almost no chance that he actually makes it to the major leagues. And if he does, by the time he's able to help me, I'm going to get 3-4 years out of him before he's too old to be a real factor. So to me, there's not much upside. And all the little details as far as the downside that I named make it a little more trouble than it's worth. So I don't know if I would have done what the Mets did. I'm not going to vilify them the way many are who are going to scream right. and yell that it's nothing more than a publicity stunt. It's this, it's that. No, maybe there's part publicity stunt because they will sell a bunch of Tim Tebow Met jerseys, and very quickly they will be amongst the leading selling jerseys in baseball, and the Mets will benefit from that greatly. But I think the realities are that if they didn't think there was a chance that he could help them and he would benefit the organization as a baseball player, I don't think they do this. I have to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment. And don't get me wrong. I do feel bad for the guy who's not going to get the opportunity to play in A ball. But let's be realistic about it. We'll talk numbers. It's a pretty damn distinct possibility that whoever that person is, player X, that gets left off of the Mets roster will never become a Major League Baseball player.
Absolutely. We just don't know who the guy is. Is it the guy who would have, and does he catch on someplace else? And do the Mets miss the mark?
No question about it. And maybe we're having that discussion somewhere down the line, because I got news for you. If that guy does make it, and he does make it to the major leagues,
We may never know who he is.
We won't know which guy.
Well, I guess we could keep track of it, but.
No. It's not us keeping track of it. I guarantee you there'll be some kind of story that comes out about the fact that when the Mets had their instructional league, when they signed Tim Tebow,
got cut to clear the way for Tim Tebow.
One of the players left out of the mix was player X, and he got signed by another team, and boom, he's in the major leagues having an impact. That'll be a great story to talk about 5 years down the line. Hmm. But, you know, with that being said, the other number aspect of it, which you brought up, which I think is a legitimate conversation, is, you know, look, teams got to make money too. And if they're going to put Tim Tebow in a uni, and he seems to be fond of orange and blue, then make some money off the uniform. That aspect of the publicity stunt thing where they're going to catch some heat, I get it. The criticism is legit. But you know something? They got to make money too. And ultimately, all sports is a very cold-blooded business decision. They made a decision here. Part of it is intrigue. Part of it involves talent. A big part of it involves money. And if they can make some money off this, I'm not going to criticize the organization for doing it. Make some money off it.
I'll criticize them a little bit, but I won't do it with as much vitriol as many.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, and to me, you know, I get it for Tebow, too. And I've read a lot of things and heard a lot of people who resent Tebow for, I guess, what's the word? You know, for being a part of a publicity stunt because he needs to satisfy his competitive urges. Because the reality is he's probably not going to make it. He's blocking somebody else and getting in somebody's way, number one. And number two, I even read something where they say, well, in some ways he's disrespecting baseball, trying to imply how easy baseball is because he hasn't played it in organized fashion in about 12 years, and he's going to go try out and actually think he has a chance of being picked up by a major league team. Well, the realities are, I don't buy that argument because of one simple reason. The Mets weren't the only of the 30 teams interested in signing him. There were a bunch of teams interested in signing him, and the Mets did sign him. So publicity stunt or not, he's not disrespecting the game of baseball. And I do get those that dislike the publicity stunt aspect of it. But calm the anger, calm the vitriol. These sports are businesses. Now, the publicity stunt is part of the business.
Yeah.
Is it something I would do if I was the billionaire that owned the Mets? No, I'd probably leave this publicity stunt for somebody else and let them deal with all the ramifications. But it's the Mets' ball. They'll play with it as they see fit.
Yeah, it's a fair assessment. And, you know, there's a great line by Tom Hanks in League of Their Own, Joe. Anybody that thinks baseball is easy.
There's no crying in baseball?
No. It's the other one. He said if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah, very true.
You know, as a kid, who didn't want to play baseball growing up and be the hero in the World Series? Nobody.
Exactly right. Well, we'll step aside on this International Literacy Day. Two illiterates will take leave of you for a moment. But on the other side, we'll bring in Patrick O'Toole, and we'll talk unreal NFL experiences next here on The Attack.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your seven blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast pushing the right buttons, and the great Joe Spano joining us here on The Attack. And you can join us as well if you want to comment. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, if you want to do it in 140 characters or less. And Joe, we're talking some baseball. We got through the Tim Tebow stuff. We're waiting on Pat O'Toole, who will join us to talk about the Pepsi and Tostitos opportunity to win the unreal NFL experiences, and they are pretty unreal. And we'll get into that and have some fun with him as soon as he's able to join us.
All right, fair enough, Bob. I think we covered the baseball. We weighed in with our thoughts on Tebow, and to summarize, these are the two places you can go so far as weighing in on the conversation at 800-878-PLAY. Your thoughts on Strasburg and what it means if he is unable to go for the Washington Nationals, and if he is able to go, they can just wipe their brow and breathe a huge sigh of relief. And most notably on the signing of Tim Tebow. You know, what do you think this means for the Mets? You know, do you hate this because of the publicity stunt aspect? Do you understand it for that reason? Do you think there's any chance that he ever makes it to the majors? These are all things you can weigh in on. And Bob and I have given our views on it, and our take on this quite simply is unlikely that he's going to make it. There is a publicity stunt aspect to it all, but I'm not going to get as upset about it, and Bob isn't either, as many people will after they see this signing. But now, let's talk about unreal NFL experiences, and we're joined by Pat O'Toole. He's the Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, Dips, Fritos at PepsiCo, and he joins us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack. Pat, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thanks, Joe and Bob. Great to be here.
Now, let's talk about it, man. It's the Tostita. It's the unreal NFL experiences. You've got to tell us about this program because there are some amazing experiences that people can win. So tell us about those experiences to start, and then we'll get into how people can win them.
Absolutely. So as the official chip and dip of the NFL, and with our partner Pepsi, the official beverage of the NFL, we have the unique ability to offer fans access to the NFL like never before. So what we mean by that is, hey, we're not only giving away Super Bowl tickets as part of this experience, but you're actually going to be able to be on the field for pregame warm-ups when the trophy presentation happens and the confetti's raining down and the champs are hoisting the trophy. You're actually going to be able to be standing there with them. So that's just a small taste of one of the 17 experiences that you get as a fan that only Tostitos and Pepsi can bring you.
Oh, no question about it. And, I mean, the stuff that you're offering up, a trip to London, which I would sign up for that right now. And the Drew Brees experience, you know, he's having a pretty good experience of his own. He just signed an extension with the Saints. How did you get Drew Brees involved and decide on him as the quarterback that fans can interact with?
Yeah, so when we talked to Drew about the program and what we were doing, he was tremendously excited. And, you know, we were actually going to use him just in some of our commercials and talking about it, which we did. But not only that, Drew offered up as, hey, wouldn't it be great if I could have a fan out with me in New Orleans? We can toss around a ball. He has a restaurant down there. He'll take him out to dinner at his restaurant and really get to pick his brain. You know, obviously, Drew's been in the league for a long time. He's had success at the highest levels with the Super Bowl and the MVP. Just to be able to spend time with Drew, we felt was pretty darn unreal, and we're excited that Drew was excited as he is about being a part of this promotion.
Well, Pat, we've talked about some of the great experiences that people can win. Before we let them know how they can enter and get involved, tell us how Tostitos decided to get involved in this, and basically, in essence, what was the genesis of this NFL Unreal Experiences program? How did this come about?
Yeah, so with Tostitos being the official chip and dip of the NFL, we're very lucky to be able to be invited into fans' homes every Sunday, every Thursday night, every Monday night, as they're watching the game. And so with our partnership with the NFL, we got access to a lot of really cool things. So we work with most of the teams, we work with the league, and we thought, hey, how can we do something to pay our fans back for being loyal consumers of Tostitos or Dips and Pepsi? how can we give them something so special and unique and access to the NFL that, that no one else can give them? And that's how we came up with it. And then we worked closely with the NFL, with teams, with players like Drew Brees, with EA Sports, on putting together 17 unique, unreal experiences that you just can't get anywhere else. And that's how the program came to be.
Pat, you know, you've got a background, and we're talking to Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing at PepsiCo. And, you know, you're working at PepsiCo. You've got a background with General Electric, Black & Decker. It's all in marketing, and you know, you got a journalism degree as well. This must have been a dream for you to piece this together as from a marketing perspective and just say, oh, my goodness, not only do I get to reward the fans, but it's got to be pretty rewarding for you, too, to be able to piece something like this together and know the appeal that it's going to have to the people that watch football.
Yeah, and from a personal note, I'm a huge football fan, a huge NFL fan, and, you know, as I saw my team and the agencies, and we're all working to put this together, I thought, wow, you know, I wish I could change the legal language and was able to win one of these myself, because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for our 17 winners to be able to go do this. So absolutely, you know, in my profession, getting to work with the NFL and the teams that we get to work with, and, you know, the brands that we're fortunate enough to be able to manage with Tostitos, and then also our partners at Pepsi, it's just tremendous. And I think this is one of these programs and experiences that it'll be tough to repeat in a career, and it'll be fun to see the looks on the face of our winners as they get to experience these things like never before.
Well, now you can't win, so forget about that. Legal department says so, and they take the fun out of everything. That said, we talked about the unreal experiences that you can win in the NFL Unreal Experiences program, but not every entrant is going to win those. There are some other pretty cool experiences and prizes that fans can win that I guess wouldn't qualify as unreal, but they're still pretty cool nonetheless. Detail some of those if you would.
Yeah, so we know, hey, there's 17 prizes. There's going to be lots of people going out and entering to win by buying bags of Tostitos and buying packs of Pepsi, and not everybody's going to have the chance to win. So what we did is we talked to the NFL and said, hey, look, we want to make sure that everybody who does this has the ability to get something. And so we work with NFL Shop on their team-specific merchandise. So whether you're just a league-wide fan or if you're like most fans, you have your own particular team, you can go pick team gear from the NFL Shop and use the points that you get by buying specially marked bags of Tostitos and specially marked packs of Pepsi and get NFL Shop gear shipped to your house, and you know, you'll have the latest and greatest fan attire to be able to sport as you watch your favorite team this NFL season.
Well, you know, from the fan perspective, and I am a fan the same as Joe is, I can't think of anything more appealing than something along the lines of this. How did you guys arrive on the international series decision? Because to me, I mean, I've been to the Super Bowl. I love it. Playing catch with Drew would be a wonderful experience, but that one just jumps off the page at me. Having a three-course meal at Wembley, the history of Wembley Stadium itself, and as Joe and I like to point out, all the fans in England who stand up at the wrong time and cheer at the wrong moments, I could have a whole lot of fun sitting on the 50-yard line with them and explaining football to them.
Yeah, that one is the same way. It really jumped off the page at me when the NFL said, hey, this is an opportunity that we can do. But again, you know, we said, hey, we don't want something that money can buy. You know, I think if somebody has the means to be able to fly over to London and buy tickets to the game, that's one thing. But what we worked with on the NFL was, hey, how do we get you over there, great accommodations, and then you get to go to this world-renowned, legendary Wembley Stadium before the game. You get on the 50-yard line, and you get to spend four nights in London. Like you said, see how they experience the game. And, you know, it's something personally I've only experienced on television. But I'll tell you what, they have passionate fans. I have been fortunate enough to watch a Premier League match over in England, and you know, they are fans. So I would love to see how they rally around the NFL and how they embrace the game, which, you know, obviously they are. They're doing an increasing number of games every year over there. There's very passionate fan bases, and one of our winners is going to get to experience that firsthand.
Well, before we let you run, because we're going to keep you on schedule, let's run down one more time the number of ways that you could enter and get a chance to get involved in this NFL Unreal Experiences, and where can potential participants go to get more information before we let you run?
Absolutely. So to get more information, visit Tostitos.com. It will lay out all 17 experiences. It will tell you about how you can also use your points for NFL Shop or some of our other partners, EA Sports and Xbox, how you can redeem your points and prizes. But all that's going to be at Tostitos.com. And the way that you enter is you go out and you buy specially marked bags of Tostitos, our salsa and queso dips, or specially marked packages of Pepsi. You'll see the NFL logo on there, or in certain markets you'll see your local team logos on there. And once you pick up those bags, go to Tostitos.com, enter your code, and you're in the game.
Well, Pat, that says it all, man. Thanks so much for outlining this great program that gives people a chance to win some unreal NFL experiences. We really do appreciate it, and you're more than welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime you'd like.
Thank you, Joe and Bob. Have a great day.
It was our pleasure. You're welcome. Bye-bye now. That was Pat O'Toole joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. He's from Tostitos, and he was detailing some unreal NFL experiences and how you can win them. The Joe, experiences are unreal, Bob. They really are.
Oh, my God. We're going to Wembley tonight.
I've been to England before on two occasions. I do love it. The people are great. Weather's horrible, but, you know.
I mean, I've been to England. I've never been to Wembley.
No, I haven't either.
And I would think that would just be an extraordinary experience.
No, there's nothing ordinary about it. I can't imagine. So that's cool. I mean, the passing camp, as it were, and throwing, you know, footballs in a parking lot with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn cool. Going to his restaurant where he can pick up the check, equally damn cool.
Indeed.
No, because I love it when somebody else picks up the tab.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that.
Well, you know what they say, short arms and deep pockets never meet.
Joe Alligator Spano.
Make sure your arms never get. I actually have a guy that I hang out with at one of the cigar shops. You ever see the Geico commercial with the alligator?
Oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
I have that guy. You know, he's the guy. As you know, we all meet up on Sundays to watch football. It's like religion because they were good enough to put in a whole bunch of TVs and get Sunday ticket. That guy never reaches in to pay for we do a spread for dinner.
Right.
It's never his week to pay.
Amazing.
But man, as soon as that food comes in, that pocket knife comes out, you need any help cutting everything open? And more often than not, he's had seconds before I've had firsts.
And
but
there
he never
you go.
Pays.
Let me guess.
He never pays.
He doesn't weigh under 200 pounds.
No, he's actually not fat. He's just cheap.
Okay, all right.
You know, he's one of these guys that is afraid to exhale because he doesn't want to give anything away.
Right.
You know, he's that type. You like that line, right? Think about that. I would exhale, but I'd have to give something away.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
A little English accent bringing us back to reality, which is the Spano and Black Attack. Hour one wrapping itself up, and 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. I got to thinking about
this. This is reality.
That's as close as we get in this two-hour block. You know, it's funny, and you know, we love having guests like that on just because of the fact that it's a unique spot. It takes us away from the nuts and bolts of sports and gets into fan experience, which, you know, we love to talk about as it is. And, you know, whether you've been to the Super Bowl or you've been to big time bowl games, things like that, it from the fan perspective, an opportunity to do something like this and either go to the Super Bowl, which a lot of people do get to do. You know, if that's something on your bucket list, people will make an effort to do that. But playing catch with Drew Brees, not too many people are going to get the chance to do that unless you're drafted. You know, going to Wembley to watch an NFL football game, not too many people are going to get the opportunity to do that unless you have, pretty substantial means to get yourself back and forth. And those kind of experiences are particularly unique. And I think it really makes for a terrific, terrific experience for the fans.
How can I argue with that? That was the genesis of us putting together this segment. You know, it was opening night of the NFL 2016. In much of hour two, we're going to be doing nuts and bolts of NFL. I thought this was a way to change it up a little bit. So on that note, what do you say we step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and get ready for a big, jam-packed hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline?
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The main thing is I have great judgment. I have good judgment. I know what's going on.
That's Donald Trump as he and Hillary Clinton tout their qualifications for president on a televised event last night, as we hear from Terry Moore.
At a commander-in-chief forum in New York, Clinton noted key requirements for the job.
An absolute rock steadiness and mixed with strength to be able to make the hard decisions.
Trump said his business background and world travels qualify him for the job.
Well, I've built a great company. I've been all over the world. I've dealt with foreign countries. I've done very well, as an example, tremendously well dealing with China.
Meantime, Clinton insisted there is no evidence that her email system was hacked when she was Secretary of State. The forum aired live on NBC and MSNBC.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
U.S. defense officials say the pilot of a U.S. spy plane was intercepted by a Russian fighter jet over the Black Sea, as officials yesterday said the U.S. Navy surveillance aircraft was on a regular patrol over that area when the Russian jet carried out what the U.S. calls an unsafe and unprofessional intercept. Russia's defense ministry claims the U.S. aircraft had turned off its transponders, which it says are needed for identification. This is just the latest in a series of very tense intercepts this year.
We are so excited about iPhone 7.
And correspondent Mark Mayfield has more on Apple's release of a new version of its flagship product.
CEO Tim Cook gave the world its first look at Apple's flagship product at a special event in San Francisco Wednesday.
There's a new 7-megapixel FaceTime HD camera. This is up from 5 megapixels.
The traditional headphone jack on the phone is gone, but new earbuds will connect using the iPhone's lightning input.
This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is wanted by North Dakota authorities. Stein and her running mate were charged in Morton County yesterday with criminal trespass as well as criminal mischief, charges that stem from their visit to a Dakota Access Pipeline protest site where video captured Stein spray-painting a message on some construction equipment there. Authorities say a flight instructor, her student, and a third person died when two single-engine planes collided at a small airport in western Georgia yesterday.
One was a Beechcraft.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best.
The Spano and Blackett. GA-20 out of Newnan.
That's Scott Blue with the fire department there. Captain Jeff Richards with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office identifies two of those who died in that crash at West Georgia Regional Airport as 24-year-old Taylor Nicole Stone of East Ridge, Tennessee, and 79-year-old William Lewis Lindsay of College Park. Some witnesses say it appeared that both planes were attempting to land simultaneously when one ended up on top of the other, though investigators have not confirmed that. And the NFL season getting underway tonight with a rematch of Super Bowl 50 as the defending champ Broncos are going to be hosting the Carolina Panthers in Denver. And it appears former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow's landed himself a job in baseball. There are multiple reports that Tebow is going to sign a minor league contract with New York's Mets. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's a very good question. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cleavon Little bringing us back in. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about the radio on the go and the various different platforms and devices you can use to get the Spano and Black Attack. Joe, explain it to them.
All right, I'll tell you about the myriad, and it is a myriad of ways that you could take Sports Byline on the go with you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Windows-based, or even be it Apple-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content, and more importantly, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility. You name the device, you can download TuneIn Radio to it. Or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. Let's not forget about Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, not the least of which is the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, you're serving this country, you're overseas, maybe you're just away from home, but you're in this country, you can grab a little bit of us and the rest of the programming on the network. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. It's something we really take a great deal of pride in.
Especially poignant on this Military Appreciation Week, Bob. And on the other side, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Set the table for a big hour to start knocking things down. We'll kick it off next here on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with us. It's me, Black. It's him, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we set the table, my friend, and get going with hour two of the attack?
All right, Bob, table's real easy to set for this hour. It's going to be football, 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 and oh yeah, more football. Yeah. We're going to start out, we'll start out by taking a look ahead to week two in college football, which is going to be a pretty quick look ahead as there's very few, if any, marquee matchups as no ranked teams play each other. It's the typical down week after a tremendous week one, but this one takes it to another level. There's not many games that hold much intrigue. We'll dive into all of them as we move along in this hour. Once we're done with the college football, you and I will take a quick look from our perspective on Carolina and Denver, rematch of Super Bowl 50. And then at the back end of the show, 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Jonathan Jones, Charlotte Observer, will join us and give us his take on Carolina and Denver. It's going to be from a bit of a Carolina Panthers perspective, as Jonathan Jones is the beat writer for the Charlotte Observer that covers the Carolina Panthers. He's very well respected, and he's been there a long time, and he does a great job of covering the Panthers. But that's the rundown for hour two. So I guess we might as well dive right in and get into this stellar week two in college football. It really is a snooze fest. You know, it's funny that I say that, because here's one of the things. You start getting ready to do a show like this and you come upon all kinds of interesting nuggets, right? And I guess we're going to preview this in kind of rapid fire fashion. We're going to make light of some of these matchups. But here's the reality. Last time we had a week like this where there were no ranked teams doing battle with each other, we had four ranked teams lose. So that's what makes this so interesting. And if you go back to that week, it was week two of the 2012 season. It was 9-8-2012. Mm-hmm. You had number 8 Arkansas losing to Louisiana Monroe, a game we all remember. Indeed. Number 12, Wisconsin losing to Oregon State. Number 16, Nebraska losing to UCLA. And number 18, the Oklahoma State Cowboys losing Arizona.
Yes.
All four teams they lost to were unranked, as that was the last time before this weekend that no two ranked opponents have locked up in a college football week.
I remember it well.
Yeah, so couple of games. Well, so let's dive in. 1-0 Louisville takes on 1-0 Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. Louisville's a 14.5 point favorite. Louisville's flat out good. Syracuse flat out is not.
Right.
And in Lamar Jackson, or if you sit the right guy next to him, Samuel L. Jackson.
True.
I don't know if you saw that picture, but
Yeah, it's not bad.
Lamar Jackson is a legit great two-way quarterback. Played a lot as a freshman. Bobby Petrino is an offensive guru. This one on Friday night, 8 p.m. in primetime on ESPN2, is going to be another showcase for Lamar Jackson. He's a very, very gifted quarterback. Louisville, ranked 13th right now. They are a very, very good team. Everybody talks about Florida State and Clemson, that ACC. Do not sleep on the Louisville Cardinal. And they're flat out too good for Syracuse to deal with. I like Louisville pretty comfortably in this one, despite being on the road in conference.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, as you said very accurately, the Syracuse program is struggling these days, and they opened up against Colgate. They had 31,000 people there, which in the Carrier Dome you can.
Isn't Colgate toothpaste?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. You know, they actually won the game, which was a good thing, but. Look, the capacity there.
Syracuse brushed Colgate.
Yes, almost 50,000, and they don't draw. You know, and it's hasn't been a good football team for a while now. Who wants to spend their winters in Syracuse? Not too many people. It's difficult to get players up there now, and it's Petrino. You know, for all his flaws as a human being, Joe, he's one hell of a good football coach. Always has been. And he can recruit as well. And this has domination written all over it.
As Brent said, as long as he stays off the motorcycle.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, no. No.
Good old Brent. Have another cocktail. Have another cocktail. Because he don't drink at all. Let's go to Saturday afternoon action. Number 22, Oklahoma State in T-Boone Pickens Stadium. I'll take my name off it as soon as somebody writes a bigger check. They host the Chippewas of Central Michigan, who's Mid-America Conference team. They always represent well, but Oak State's three-touchdown favorite for a reason. They're going to be dynamic and explosive on offense and return most everybody on offense.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, the thing about this one, Joe, it's the back end of a home-and-home. And they gave them a hard time last year. They had a hard time getting out of it last year. It was a very competitive football game. I don't think they're going to go to sleep on it like they did last time. I think this will be whoopity ass.
Well, this one, I don't care how much Texas A&M sleepwalks through it. They're not going to have an issue. Number 20, Texas A&M, another 12 noon start on Saturday. They host Prairie View A&M in the battle of agricultural and mercantile schools.
Indeed.
Not much to say. All I'll say is this. Defense is the best it's been at A&M since Kevin Sumlin took over. I don't know that Trevor Knight is the answer at quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to watch them as their season unfolds.
You know what's funny about that, Joe? And you know, over the years, we've talked about his ability to just put points up on a board with his ability to coach offense and develop very good quarterbacks. Here's a question mark. Is it quarterback? Their defense has been upgraded. There's a certain – because they've been ranked higher in the preseason polls – over the last few years than this year. I think the luster is off of Sumlin in that program, and there's a little bit of disrespect going on in his ability to coach up and get his teams up to elite levels.
Well, big issue with them at the quarterback position is all the highly recruited quarterbacks that were there transferred out of the program.
Right.
So this one transferred in.
Right.
And that's why they are where they are. It's a jam-packed SEC West again. They're going to bear watching, however. SEC East team, number 9, Georgia, they host Nichols, which I think used to be Nichols State, but they dropped the state. Nick Chubb, no worries, loaded at running back. Jacob Eason can spin it in the way that Grayson Lambert couldn't. He takes over as the quarterback. They'll have no problem with Nichols, but all of a sudden they're right there in the SEC East along with Tennessee, something I don't know we necessarily thought would be the case coming in.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, hey, look, if you're Kirby Smart and you're walking into a job where you have to follow a winning tradition, even though they got rid of their coach. It's pretty nice to go into a situation where you got a guy named Chubb that you can hand the football off to.
There you go. We're still 12 o'clock action. Number 5, Michigan, they host Central Florida. Central Florida didn't win a game last year. It ain't going to start here.
That's a fair assessment. All right, that's all I got. It ain't going to start there. I'm with you.
Number 6, Houston hosts a guy named Lamar. Yes. Hopefully he brings 10 of his friends. Hopefully he brings 10 of his friends, but Lamar doesn't have a chance.
No truth to the rumor that Billy Tubbs is coaching the football team.
Number 2, Clemson hosts a guy named Troy. Hopefully
like that,
they bring 10 of that's pretty good. Hopefully they bring 10 of their friends to Memorial. He brings 10 of his friends to Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
Again, Clemson didn't look particularly good against Auburn. I don't think Troy is going to pose too much of a threat.
You think the 63
no matter how
and a
bad
half,
his friends are.
Yeah, you think the 63.5 point spread has a little something to do with it?
Well, it's 35.5 to spread the over-under 63.
Excuse me. Yes, indeed. I think
that's only 5 touchdowns.
That'll be head by halftime.
There you go. Number 3, Florida State. Well, they host Charleston Southern. Need I say more?
Yes.
Yeah, these are not the places the upsets are going to happen.
No, absolutely not.
We go to 3:30 action, and here's another quickie. 3:30 action in the Big Ten. Number 10, Wisconsin hosts the Zips of Akron. Again, you know, Wisconsin's a 3-plus touchdown favorite. I don't forecast this being the place that the upset happens. You know, they come back to Camp Randall, and I don't think they're going to have any problem with the Zips of Akron.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, on the other side, we'll rapid fire through the rest of the top 25 in college football on a less than stellar week 2, and then get you our quick take on the upcoming Thursday night season opener for the 2016 NFL season. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You remember not to turn that dial.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, we're right most of the time. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Hey, Joe, before we get to the top 25 or rest of the top 25, can we take a quick little detour?
We really don't have time, but go ahead.
All right. One thing that happened that was pretty nice last weekend was Kansas winning a game against University of Rhode Island, David Beatty getting his first win. They're playing Ohio at a Mid-American this weekend, hosting them. They're probably going to get a second win, or at least they're anticipating it. They're favored. It's a tough build up there in Kansas. He's really trying to build a program up there. It's been a tough go and always has been with the Kansas University Jayhawks. But they got a win. It was pretty nice. Fans stormed the field. You know, and it's more than likely going to be their last win if they win this year. But worth noting, I mean, the guy's starting to get some decent athletes up there. And maybe if they show a little bit of patience a couple of years down the line, they actually can compete a little bit.
Okay. And thank you for that.
Yeah. I just, you know, you know how it is, though. I mean, yeah, you know, we see certain programs where they're just pounded on year in and year out. And, you know, it's not good for the student athletes, and the student body loses interest and they become a punchline. But it was actually a nice little story.
Fair enough. We continue through this, schedule in week two in college football. Number 23, Baylor host SMU. And, you know, these guys play home and home every year. It's a state of Texas battle. It's just the athletes are all on Baylor's side of the ball. They're a 31.5-point favorite. The total is 76. They'll cover, and it'll go over. This is not where Baylor gets into trouble. It's once they get into conference where they're going to have their problems.
Yeah.
Number 18.
We'll see whether or not he can coach up or not.
Number 18, Notre Dame, looking to rebound from their double overtime loss in Austin. They host the Wolfpack in Nevada. This is where they rebound in their own building.
Quarterback situation's been settled, and we'll see where they go from here.
Exactly right about that. DeShone Kizer is the man. I don't know how much Malik Zaire you'll see, but DeShone Kizer is the man. Number one, Alabama. I don't care how much they're looking ahead to Ole Miss next week. They host Western Kentucky. They ain't going to lose it. No. It may not be as easy as the 4-touchdown spread would indicate just because Western Kentucky is an always tough Sun Belt team, and Alabama may be looking ahead to Ole Miss, but they'll win this game.
Yeah, and there's some talent there that Petrino recruited that's still around, so we'll see how it plays out. They should roll tide roll.
Number four, Ohio State, they're going to host Tulsa. The Golden Hurricane, again, Golden Hurricane, a 4-touchdown underdog in this one. You know, they just can't compete with the athletes that Ohio State has. I expect Ohio State to roll.
Can't disagree.
you move on to Ole Miss and Wofford. You know, it's not basketball. So Wofford has no chance no matter how much Ole Miss and Chad Kelly are looking past Wofford and waiting for Alabama.
Yep. Washington and Idaho, same story.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Vandals of Idaho just they're flat out not in the class.
Nope.
Number 25, Miami, they take on Florida Atlantic. Same deal. I mean, you know, I don't know how many ways I can say this. I'm looking for the ranked versus unranked upsets. I don't see them yet. Oklahoma, they're going to be smarting coming off the loss to Houston. So La Monroe isn't springing an upset like they did a couple of years back on Arkansas. Goodbye.
Yeah, you know, I looked at that game and I actually felt sorry for a football team.
Yeah, well, keep feeling. Number 11, Texas draws UTEP in Darryl Royal, and they're going to have no problems. Here's one where you might have a chance to see an upset.
Maybe.
Number 15, TCU hosts Arkansas. TCU is not – I know they're ranked 15th. I think they're a step behind Arkansas. I think they're actually a step behind Oklahoma State in the Big 12. Arkansas is okay. You know, it's one's in Fort Worth. I think this is the one of the truly intriguing games of the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Let's see how Bulema runs his offense. They're going to pound it. It's strength on strength, really. And I'll pick the upset. I'll go with Arkansas here.
Brett Bielema and his Arkansas Razorbacks pulling the upset. I wouldn't be shocked. That's one of the most. That's the most intriguing game of the weekend for me, other than watching Vatek and Tennessee hook it up in at a racetrack. Yeah. Battle of Iowa, Iowa and Iowa State. Iowa's number 16. Iowa State's unranked and awful. This one's in Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. It's a rivalry game. Kirk Ferentz's team is not as good as they were last year. They better be careful here.
Yep. You mentioned Tennessee, Virginia Tech. Nice early season test. Let's see how it plays out. You going to pick the upset here?
No. Tennessee's just too good. It'll be fun to watch, though, at Bristol Motor Speedway with 150,000 strong.
Are they going to have the cars going around at the same
make
time?
It more interesting, because the game, I think, is eventually going. Tennessee takes over in the second half, runs away with this one. They've got something to prove after the trouble they had with Appalachian State. Number 24, Oregon, in the late one, hosts Virginia. They won't have any problem. Bronco Mendenhall's team is not ready yet.
Yeah, that's a long way away.
Oregon will roll in this one. And when we skip number 21, LSU, looking to rebound after their tough loss at Lambeau Field to Wisconsin. They host Jacksonville State. Well, this should solve the problems whether Brandon Harris plays well or not. He probably won't have to throw the ball 15 times. This will be Leonard Fournette. This will be Geis. You won't see much out of the quarterback position. The defense will dominate, and those two running backs will take turns beating the hell out of Jacksonville State.
Yep, pretty much.
That's your top 25 college football rundown. Really, TCU Arkansas intrigues me the most. Tennessee, Virginia Tech a little bit. Beyond that, maybe Iowa, Iowa State. And I guess one game to watch outside the top 25, Pitt and Penn State hooking it up for the first time in, I guess, over a decade. You know, some people think, and we were talking to Ben Kercheval early in the week on Tuesday, he likes Pittsburgh an awful
lot.
Yeah, he does. So, now, we'll keep an eye on them, and that's one of the games to look at. I believe that's 12 o'clock start.
Yeah, and we'll see whether or not a Penn State coach ends up on the hot seat again.
Yeah, exactly right. What do you say real quick? We got a couple of minutes here. Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers, rematch of Super Bowl 50 in Denver, kicks off the 2016 NFL season. There have been a couple of changes out in Carolina and some big changes out in Denver. How you see this game shaking out, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is unique in the fact that here you are coming off the Super Bowl rematch and the quarterback that was behind center ain't playing. And the cornerback, who was one of the cornerstones of your defense, ain't around anymore. So that makes it unique. I mean, look, the storylines are pretty obvious. Does Cam step up and take advantage of a Denver team that's trying to adjust to a new guy behind center? Is there a situation where Trevor Siemian all of a sudden becomes Superman and he hits the ground running and everybody goes, oh, my God, they got their answer at quarterback, because we know what their defense is going to be. That defense is going to be fired up, the Denver defense, to smack Cam Newton down. I don't know that it's going to happen. It is in Denver. Should be a very, very close game, I think. But I do think that Carolina can take care of its business on the road. Denver's a little bit of an underdog, not much, but a little bit of an underdog. I think Carolina's got a little chip going into this football game, and I think they'll take care of it.
You know, I'm inclined to agree, Bob. A couple of things I see here. You had a lot of changes in Denver, some defections on the defense in free agency. So while the defense is still going to be the bell cow of that team, and I don't even know if it's fair to say it takes a small step back, but there have been some defections. And they've dealt with some injuries across their front line before the season has even begun. So it may not in the early going be its truly dominant self, but I still think it's going to be the thing that carries this team however far it goes. Offensively, you know, you're breaking in a new young quarterback who hasn't taken a regular season, who has taken very few regular season NFL snaps. And none of any significance, if he has taken any at all. They don't have a dynamic running game. They have a fair to middling offensive line. They got some weapons, a lot of weapons on the outside. I have a funny feeling this is one of those offenses that's better in November than it is in September. And to me, that's the difference in this game. You talked about Josh Norman defecting, or, well, being jettisoned, as it were, I think is the better word. There's one Achilles heel on the Carolina Panthers, and it's their back four, specifically their corner play. Front seven is terrific. Stops the run. It's got depth. Can really go up and get the quarterback, not only on the edges, but from the inside. Cam Newton has emerged as a superstar. I think their passing game is poised to take off in a way we haven't seen it before with the return of Kelvin Benjamin. Offensive line is solid. So I think when you kind of mix all these pieces together, I think with Denver possibly being better on offense later than earlier, the fact that the weakness and really only Achilles heel of Carolina is the secondary, something I don't think Denver's well positioned to take advantage of. I like Carolina in what I think will be a pretty close contest, but I think they take over as this moves along. The mitigating factor, believe it or not, may be altitude.
Yeah. And it's entirely possible, and it had certainly, you know, over the seasons come into play in Denver. You know, but you raise an interesting point there, and I'll be curious to see how Kubiak approaches it. Does he just go all in with his quarterback and go, you know something, we're going to have to take the shackles off this guy at some point during the season?
Don't bet on it.
Perceived weakness here is the rookie cornerbacks. You know, go after him. Show some stones. Go after him. Let the defense pick up the pieces if the kid makes mistakes. You know,
we'll be talking about this tomorrow, and I don't think you're going to be happy with the way Gary Kubiak handles it.
I would agree with you. I think you're probably right about that. But if I'm going in, that's the approach I would like to see.
All right. Jonathan Jones, Charlotte Observer, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your seven blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to our phones where we bring in Carolina Panthers beat writer from the Charlotte Observer. He's Jonathan Jones, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Jonathan, welcome back to the Attack. It's always great to talk to you.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Let's dive right in. Big rematch of Super Bowl 50. It kicks off the NFL season. And I guess the place I want to start with the Carolina Panthers is there's oftentimes a hangover effect with the team that loses the Super Bowl the following season. How's this group fighting through that hangover effect? And is there a concern there about that malaise?
Yeah, I mean, there always can be certainly that concern and you know, that it happens. You know, every team that's gone to the Super Bowl and lost probably thinks the next year they're going to be right back there and, you know, we'll get them again next year. And a lot of times that's not necessarily the case. In fact, we haven't really seen it since the 90s Buffalo Bills. So what Ron Rivera's tried to do is completely obliterate this idea of complacency with this team. And speaking with him this week, he talked about how, yeah, the Panthers have a big target on their back. But Denver has an even bigger target on their backs. Last year when we talked to him, even when they were 12-0, 13-0, Ron still looked for a way for them to be underdogs. He would comb through power rankings or you know, media reports, just trying to find something that he could use to say, hey, we still have something to work for. And so that's been the message this entire going back to OTAs and rookie minicamp through training camp is we have not arrived. There's still work to be done. We got to the mountaintop and we just got to look over the promised land, but didn't get to go in. And that's what he learned from John Madden after speaking to him on how you handle Super Bowl losses. And that's what he has preached to his guys this entire preseason.
Sounds like a great message. The big challenge is getting it to work. But moving forward towards the game itself, you know, when I look at this rematch, it would seem tailor-made for the Panthers defense as going into this season, their weakness on that side of the ball would appear to be the secondary, while the Broncos start an untested quarterback in Trevor Siemian. Your thoughts on how the Broncos passing game matches up against that Carolina Panthers unproven secondary with the defection or the banishment, as it were, of Josh Norman?
Yeah, it could kind of go either way, right? I mean, the rookie corners could completely crumble. Or Trevor Siemian could throw 7 interceptions. You know, he's never thrown an NFL pass in a regular season game before. So we're certainly going to see. The one thing, of course, is that offense, the Broncos offense, if you're looking at it objectively, how much has it changed from last year? You had Peyton Manning, the last game of his career, wasn't getting the ball down the field all that well. Obviously, he has the football smarts and the greatest quarterback IQ of any quarterback to ever play the game, but it wasn't like he was slinging the ball down the field and hitting his receivers 40 yards down the field. So can Trevor Siemian do that? He clearly has a better arm than what Peyton had this past season. And then, look, the Panthers defense for years, they've been a top 10 defense, and it's been because of that front seven. It's not necessarily been because of the guys on the back end. In fact, they've kind of pieced together that back end for the better part of the past 3 or 4 seasons. So as long as the Panthers still have Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, they have a very strong rotation at defensive tackle, Coney Ealy and Charles Johnson at defensive end. If you can pressure the quarterback and you can get after a young, unproven quarterback, he can be prone to make mistakes. And that's where you have to feast off of that. So do I think it's going to be a big day or a bad day for the rookie corners? I think it's just going to be a day for them. It's going to be all about the front seven getting pressure on Trevor Siemian.
You know, it's interesting that you said that. You talk about that Panthers D, and the strength is clearly the front seven, the speedy linebackers, the rotation of defensive linemen who can get up and get after the quarterback and are very stout against the run. This Broncos offensive line is something of a makeshift group, to be kind. How do they hold up against this Panthers fierce front seven?
Well, you know, the Panthers were obviously able to get rid of, to take care of Peyton Manning a couple of times in that game. You had, I think, 2.5 sacks by Coney Ealy, might have been 3. I had a sack by Luke Kuechly. They got after Peyton Manning. They were able to tee off on him. And, you know, if you can stop Denver on first and second down and put them into third and longs, mean, good luck, Trevor Siemian, with that makeshift line in front of you. You know, it's going to take receivers longer to get into their routes. You know that there's no element of run, so, you know, play action's not going to work. So, yeah, if the Panthers can force, and this is true of really any game in the NFL, if you can force a team into more third and longs, you have a much better opportunity of hitting the quarterback, making the quarterback feel those hits. And then down the line, you know, third and fourth quarter rolls around, he's probably a little uncertain of himself.
Those are the dulcet tones of Jonathan Jones, Carolina Panthers beat writer from the Charlotte Observer, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's swing to the Panthers offense a little bit. Carolina had a lot of trouble slowing down the Denver front seven in Super Bowl 50. Do you see a way that that balance of power, as it were, changes in this game?
Yeah, so first of all, I think they have to give Mike Rimmers, the right tackle, a little more help. He was going up against Von Miller, and Von Miller was able to strip Cam twice in the plays that we all know about. Mike didn't get all that much help, and so on third downs, he's going to need some help over there. Von Miller is one of the best defenders in the NFL, just got paid like it, and so he should not be blocked by an undrafted right tackle. That said, and just going back to our previous question, what I said about third downs, the Panthers had 15 third downs. They converted on three of them. They were 3 of 15 on third downs, but look even closer into that. 12 of the 15 third downs that they had, it was third and eight or longer. And so they have to be better on first and second down. When it's third and eight or longer, you know that Cam's not going to take off and run. You can do some different kind of blitzing. You can spy on Cam. The receivers are going to take longer to get into their routes. Von Miller, if you're only assigning one guy to him, can beat that guy in that amount of time that it takes for receivers to go 8, 10, 12 yards. So all of those things work hand in hand, and that's why the Panthers, if they get into the third and fours, even third and five, that's okay. But where they were at third and eight, 12 times out of 15 in Super Bowl 50, not many teams are going to win that game.
I think that's a very fair statement. And staying a little bit with this Carolina offense, a lot of age on Jonathan Stewart and a lot of miles on his body. Mike Tolbert, same deal, a lot of age, not as many miles. You couple that with the return of Kelvin Benjamin, and do you think the Panthers start to change their character a little bit and go towards a more open, wide-open attack that's maybe a little more pass-first then run first? And do you think we start to see some of that Thursday night?
You know, the Panthers are just so interesting in that they can be old school with their blocking schemes and with some of their runs. And then they can be new school with, you know, 6'5", 6'4" receivers, a 6'5", 260-pound quarterback. You know, those are not things that were going on in the 1980s in the NFL. What they do is I think they do a great job of melding both of those things together, because they have in Kelvin and Cam and Devin Funchess, a couple of guys that not a lot of teams have, and certainly even fewer teams play against and scheme against that often. But then with their old school run game and blocking schemes, they're also giving teams something that they don't see that often. And so you put those two together, and this is one of the most unique offenses, one of the most varied offenses, and many coaches have said it's the most varied offense in the NFL. And so I think that they like what they do. You're absolutely right. Stewart's not getting any younger. Mike Tolbert's not getting any younger. His production has gone down. But all that said, what they do has been so remarkably successful. The fact they were number one in scoring offense last year without Kelvin Benjamin kind of says it all. And then, of course, we can't forget about Greg Olsen there at tight end. He's trying to be the first tight end to ever have 3 1,000 receiving yard seasons in consecutive years. So all of those things together make for a very good offense.
Now, last one on the receivers, then we're going to get a quick synopsis and a pick from you. Kelvin Benjamin, all indications are that he's looked great in this training camp and in this exhibition season, certainly looks ready to hit the ground running. Talk about that very quickly, and also talk about the growth from last season to this season of Devin Funchess.
Yeah, so Kelvin's probably going to get about 35-ish reps in the game. That's around where he was in the Patriots exhibition, the third exhibition of the preseason. So, look, he's not going to be the guy who is getting 55, 57 reps like a typical number one X receiver does. That's because with the ACL injury last year, he's still working himself back into football shape. So expect him to be around 35, and some of his reps. Look, they have the deepest wide receiver group that they've had in many years, certainly since Steve Smith was here. You still have Ted Ginn Jr. You still have Philly Brown, Devin Funchess. And then, of course, Greg Olsen and Ed Dixon, the number two tight end. As far as Funchess goes, he was clearly the offensive MVP of training camp. He had just such a good camp. I didn't see him drop a pass throughout camp. In fact, I think last week was the first time I saw him drop a pass, and I said, wow, it was a mental note of mine. Like, wow, I haven't seen that at all this season. And so Funchess has come a long way. He had around 500 receiving yards last year after he struggled the beginning of the season with a hamstring injury, came on very strong at the end. This is a guy who I think could get 800 receiving yards this season in his second year, and that's a pretty good year for a second-year receiver.
Kind of tie a bow around this. Is there anything you think we missed that might be a key to this matchup? And then I'll ask you to kind of break it down as far as who wins and what the final score will be.
Yeah, I think obviously with any game out in Denver, the altitude is always going to be a factor. None of these Panthers have played in Denver as a Carolina Panthers player. It's been 2004 since this franchise went out to Denver in a preseason or a regular season game. And so, that I think the thin air is going to affect some of these guys. It's certainly going to affect kicking. Graham Gano is the kicker for the Panthers, and he's never kicked out at Mile High Stadium. Punting, they have a new punter in Andy Lee, a veteran. And then, kickoff returns and getting the ball to 25 and all those things. I think that all the time special teams is the hidden team, right? We always talk about offense and defense, but really nowhere, maybe a Chicago is the weather and the altitude certainly more important than it is in Denver.
Well, with that said, what's the final score and who's the winner at about 11:30 Eastern time Thursday night?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm very on the fence about this game. Going into the Super Bowl, I thought that that the Panthers were going to win that one because I saw no chance that Denver could put up points. And I think I certainly underrated the Broncos' defense. And after a year of seeing what Carolina's offense can do, that's what led me to that. I still don't see a way that the Broncos' offense can put up points against this Carolina Panthers defense. But like we talked about earlier, the Broncos defense basically got them 15 points last in the Super Bowl. So look, I ultimately probably think the Panthers are going to win because I think the Panthers are a better team. But would it surprise me at all if we saw the same thing that happened in the Super Bowl where the Broncos defense gets a couple of turnovers and gifts the offense a few points or at least puts them on the doorstep of it? No, absolutely not. But if you're going to put me on the spot here, I'm gonna take the Panthers in the Week 1 win.
Perfect, Jonathan. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it. Know you got a jam-packed schedule. Enjoy the game, and we will talk to you again down the line as the season unfolds in front of us. Thanks so much for a few.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. That was Jonathan Jones, Carolina Panthers beat writer from the Charlotte Observer, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We'll tie a bow around this Thursday edition right after this very short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping it up here for this edition of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in on this show or any other show here on the network. And want to thank our guests, Jonathan Jones, Pat O'Toole, for coming on board. That was really a fun experience both ways, the NFL experience and, of course, talking about the Carolina-Denver game tonight. And again, I think anybody who thinks this is going to be a blowout involving Carolina is going to be unpleasantly surprised. Denver's defense, although they've had some attrition, will perform. Whether or not Kubiak takes the shackles off of Simeon and allows him to perform remains to be seen. And I quite frankly, and I raised the question with Joe before we went to our guest, I think that's going to be a key in this football game. If they are just so predictable and it's going to be smack into the line and then let the defense win the football game, then there is the possibility of a blowout because Carolina's going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. But if they give Simeon a little bit of room to operate and they give him that ability to perhaps do some creative things. Well, you know, look, the guy can throw. He didn't look overwhelmed and overmatched during the preseason. You know, again, it's the preseason. You're having vanilla ice cream thrown at you instead of, you know, rainbow. And guess what? It's a whole different ballgame when you get to the regular season. But with that being said, the kid does seem calm, cool, and collected. We'll see if the regular season, the same way, things go the same way. But reality being what it is, he'll make some mistakes. If Gary Kubiak allows him to make some plays, they might be pleasantly surprised. I mean, look, this is the defending Super Bowl champion. The expectations are low in Denver. They're not even the favorite to win their own division. They're an underdog in this football game. Kubiak could surprise everybody by having confidence in Simeon. Don't go crazy. He doesn't have to throw the ball 50 times. But if he throws it 30, 35 times and they take some shots down the field, they might beat Carolina. There's a real distinct possibility of that happening. We'll see how it plays out tonight. That's it for the Attack. Like I said, I want to thank our guests. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate Robert out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.